旁，乒乓。
So it's Christmas. Greetings, Xenophiles. We have, I know it's Friday and we shouldn't be here, but we got permission to do a special, a variation on the old theme, which was the song ping pong. And it was invented by my partner in crime, Dave. So you got to say what the name of this that you invented. What did you invent here for us?
Ah, right, Steve. Well, because it's Christmas and we have to be festive, tonight's show is called Ping Pong Merrily on High.
You have to sing it, mate.
You can't not sing that.
Correct. In Pipera, the bells are ringing. Great idea. So we decided we'd do this. What's the idea? It's a song ping pong that you know and love. But Christmas songs, because it's Christmas Eve now. I was going to start with my favourite. In 1987, there was all through the 80s, there was a music producer, Jimmy Iovine. Big mogul. I think he's behind Apple Music now. And he decided to make a Christmas album, a charity for the Special Olympics. And it was in memory of his father. And I'm not going to tell the whole story, so you can Google it. Otherwise, I'd be here all night. Anyway, it featured names, big names and smaller ones. Springsteen, Madonna, U2, Whitney Houston when she was alive, Sting. All doing Christmas songs in their own individual styles. It was quite successful, but I think in the UK I'd never heard of it. But then in 1992 he did Volume 2, and I did hear about that one. And it was not quite such big names. Tom Petty, Luther Vandross, Paul Young.
Ah, Paul Young.
Minus his guitars. Debbie Gibson and Randy Travis, who did a version of Jingle Bell Rock. That has been my favourite Christmas song since the first time I ever heard it. And now you're about to hear it.
Bells on Bobtail's ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing, sleigh. Get up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
Great Christmas kickoff, Steve. I hadn't actually heard of old Randy until now, so I had to look him up.
Steady.
And I see he's actually sold 25 million records.
Oh, he's been going out forever.
Yeah, 25 million more than me.
Yeah.
Clearly, people know him very well, and he's done pop, country, gospel.
Yeah.
Quite a versatile chappy.
Yeah.
But the dark side.
There has to be a dark side. This is a ping pong.
It is the dark side of Randy. He's been interacting with the police a lot lately.
Interacting with the police. You're talking about that album he did with Sting?
Don't think he did he?
No.
No, I wasn't meaning Sting. I meant the Boys in Blue, or whatever colour they were in America.
Right.
And I think one of life's lessons really is when you're drunk or drugged up, mm-hmm. And you go to a petrol station to buy cigarettes.
Right.
It's generally better if you actually wear clothes.
Stark, rollick naked, wandering around looking for some ciggies up the local Esso.
Well, yes. I mean, keeping a low profile, of course.
And of course, because of the laws in America, did the shopkeeper, the petrol station keeper?
Yes.
Ask, can I see some ID, please?
Or in today's terms, he refused to serve him because he wasn't wearing a mask. I'm not sure what month his latest incident took place, but I bet it was cold.
That was his excuse.
Many parts of his body were going a little blue.
You said blue in a very deliberate way, like I sense a link coming on.
Here's the link. Despite the visual in your brain.
Help.
I don't think we've ever had this guy on. He's quite popular. He's not been on Song Ping Pong, but he's going to be on Ping Pong Merrily on High.
Right.
And so, next one is Blue Christmas by Mr. Elvis Presley.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be due with your Christmas of white, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah. I've forgotten how good that was, actually.
he did some good tunes.
He had a few hits.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Anyway, so from Elvis Presley, the link is obvious. It's Mud. Mud. Yeah, Mud. They were popular in the 70s. They wrote the glam rock wave on the edge of it. Hits like Tiger Feet, that's right, and all of that. And something called The Cat Crept In and Crept and Crept Out Again. I may have added a word or two to the title there. Anyway, they were a bit of a glam rock band. They were the first band I ever saw live in Sunderland Empire. In 1973 or 74.
Right.
73, I was 10.
Ah, you were 10.
So that was the first time I'd ever seen a live band with coloured lights and loud music. Drums and trumpets.
Oh, excellent.
It was quite an experience. I'll never forget it. Anyway, then they made Lonely This Christmas. They had to do, as everyone did, a Christmas hit. And the singer, Les Gray, was encouraged by the producers to sing it in the style of Elvis because he used to do that as a party trick, sing like Elvis.
Oh.
So he sang the whole thing, do an impression of the great man. And it was number one in the UK for ages. All of December and well into January.
That's unusual.
Yeah. And on the 8th of January, they're on Top of the Pops. And at the end, instead of Merry Christmas, everyone, or what, Merry Christmas, darling, wherever you are, is the line he's supposed to sing. He sang Happy Birthday. Because it was actually Elvis's birthday on that day, the 8th of January.
Actually on that day?
On the 8th of January.
Mm.
So not long after yours. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Although by the time this goes live, it's not your birthday anymore.
Oh, but it is today.
Yeah, today. Saturday.
Happy birthday.
So yeah, we're going to play some Mud, Lonely This Christmas. Boom.
Excellent.
Boom, 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 boom.
Try to imagine a house that's not a home. Imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely. I just break down as I look around, and the only things I see are emptiness and loneliness and an unlit Christmas tree. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas.
You remember last year when you and I were here? We never thought there'd be an end. And I remember looking at you then. And I remember thinking that Christmas must have been made for us. Because darling, this is the time of year that you really need love. When it means so very, very much. So it'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be so very lonely. Lonely and cold.
It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas. Lonely.
Merry Christmas, darling, wherever you are.
Ping Pong, merrily on high, with X-Man Life on Radio Gorilla.